everybody. Welcome to Module 1 of Personal Mastery, and this is Video 4, and we're talking about the subject of becoming. And this video is all about asking a question: who do I need to become to have the life I envision? Consider becoming. Who do I want to become? Who do you see yourself becoming in the future? What would I like to change? So that's the concept around this. We're not asking all the separate questions, but that's the concept. So I'm going to do a 4-card reading answering 4 questions on behalf of all of us. I'm just going to adjust the cards so that they're all in alignment with the questions that I've asked on our behalf. And they were so good. Wait till you hear what they say. So this is for everybody, all right? So this is how do we become, who do we need to become in order to live the life that we desire? So every single person in this class is going to have a different idea. However, we all have the thing that's going to answer this question. What aspect of our becoming needs the most healing? And it's why. So it's fascinating that this card came up because why represents your motives. So if you aren't clear about the motives by which you tell your story, let's say, for example, you tell your story saying, it's always happening to me. You don't recognize that your motive is to expect something uncomfortable, right? So we are looking at healing this here so that you have great awareness and confidence that you know why you tell the story you tell. You know why, you know, you're doing the steps that you're doing, that you're taking those steps and you're behaving a certain way or you're choosing certain opportunities. You're going to know what that why is. Now, the other thing is why talks about the need to be analytically consistently correct. And you can't be. So because there's such a vast amount of information that gets thrown at us all the time, and you're just starting on this journey. So you got to give yourself a hall pass. You cannot fall prey to analysis paralysis. You just can't. I mean, if you do, no problem. Just say, I'm starting again, because you cannot overanalyze this content. You have to experience it. You can't learn it theoretically. You got to do it. So remember, why am I here? Because I'm here because I want to create a different version of my life. I want a unique, inspired, authentic life that is in the highest good for me and the people I love. Right? And the people that I serve. And that's how that's going to go. And so knowing your why, this the why part is about the part of us that needs healing, is understanding our motives when we do fall prey to the old stories. Okay, question 2. What aspect of our becoming needs the most encouragement? I love this card. It's orphaned. So I can tell you my story that I always felt like I didn't belong anywhere. My whole life, I never belonged anywhere. I felt like I was the misfit. I never felt like I fit in. You know, it's just been the thing that plagued me my whole life. And it was an interesting thing about 30 years ago when I really got on this path, well, 32 years ago, and I started to feel like I could belong in my own skin first. And then, of course, I started meeting like-minded people because I got really, really committed to a spiritual path. So this part of us that needs encouragement is the part of us that feels left out. So sometimes you might feel you're too weird and people won't accept you. Well, you can fly that flag high in this course, because this is the community that we offer you, is that everybody in here is here for each other. And so for me, being able to support you with this, because that's the part of us that needs the most encouragement, is the orphaned piece. And having that as part of your becoming is recognizing that part in you that might want to be distant from others because you don't really want to say all these things that you desire and dream to get off the ground because you think you're unworthy of that too, or unworthy of the fellowship. Do understand that that is the part in all of us that needs the most encouragement. Now, sometimes we also have come from environments where that tall poppy syndrome, we're actually afraid to come out and say, you know, we want to shine because we might get punished. There's a zillion reasons why that orphan card showed up here. And for us right now, and for the part of us that needs the most encouragement, we need to foster that part of us that does feel that those feelings or those thoughts and is afraid to step out because perhaps you've never had an environment that supported you. Now, the third card is about what aspect of our healing needs the most effort. I love this. So here's the thing. When we talk about healing, this may not necessarily mean physical ailments. We're talking in a way of the soul sickness of separation, or over-identifying with the conditions in front of us that prevent us from being in an unlimited universe where other options are available to us. So the Observer card is magical here, because that's one thing that we do teach you in Personal Mastery, especially with the Get On Your Bird meditation, where we show you that coming from a place of neutral observation and not a place of emotional attachment or identification is where the magic is, where you come from the soul self that watches, that looks around and says, oh, that's interesting, without any judgment or attachment to an outcome. So that's the part that needs the most healing, is our attachment self, the self that wants to define ourselves by an event. I'll give you an example of this that was very painful for me. So I identified with something that happened to me when I was 19 for years. I was gang raped when I was 19, and it enabled me to tell a big victim story for a long time. Now, I was a victim, but what I did was I re-victimized myself over and over again in my early 20s, expecting a different result. And many of us, that's a big extreme conversation, but many of us take that identity of being a victim and kind of play violins, you know, throughout our life. Oh, my mom abused me. Oh, this happened. Da-da-da-da-da. And it becomes our identity. And so that part needs to be healed so that we can step out of it and look and go, do I really want to keep telling that story that way? That's interesting. And that's what we really look at here in Personal Mastery. Last but not least, and I love this card, what aspect of our story from the past is the biggest obstacle to our becoming? What is it? Mending. It would be the inability for us to forgive. That is the biggest stumbling block, is to carry resentments. It's a number one offender for anybody who is looking to evolve into a new version of themselves, because it is the resentments of the past and the retelling of victim stories, and also our inability to forgive ourselves for certain things. Those two things will prevent us from moving forward. So this is a really key piece here of being self-loving, self-compassionate, and forgiving of others, not to condone bad experiences. Like, I never condoned. I'm in total forgiveness of the really horrible things that happened to me. I can tell you that story with no charge whatsoever. I'm not defined by it. I tell it so that you can see how far I've come. Only reason I tell it, not to define myself at all as a victim, because I'm not. But today, right? So you see, if you can retell your story in a way that doesn't have an emotional charge, it's because you will have released yourself from the burden of the anger, resentment, hatred, shame, guilt, any of those stories that actually cause us to get stuck in old stories and unable to tell new ones. So what a fantastic way to talk about becoming, and all these four cards. And you can do this exercise yourself too on a personal level, but this was for everybody, and I thought it was very apropos. So let's just quickly recap what we talked about. This video was all about asking a question: who do I need to become in order to have the life I envision? I chose four cards to describe this in answering the four questions. What aspect of our becoming needs the most healing? What aspect of our becoming needs the most encouragement? What aspect of our healing needs our most effort? And last but not least, what aspect of our past story is the biggest obstacle to our becoming? So we got why, orphaned, observer, and mending. So spend a little time with this, and you've got these questions to ask for yourself as well on your PDF. I'll see you in the next video, which is all about the one card reading and why it's so important. See you there.